Welcome, everyone, to another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter, episode 15 of season 11, 90 Day Fiancé. So I have a question. What's up with all these late stage of the game prenups? I don't understand. With Shekinah, Sean, Mark a little bit. This is like, I feel like it's like an entrapment, you know? This whole topic of prenup should come up like once you decide to get married and the other person goes to get the visa in their own country, tell them, hey, this is part of the plan. When you come here, we're going to be signing this thing. So when they are in their own country, they can make the right decision. Like, is this for me or not? But, you know, what is Supper going to do at this stage of the game? You know? And it to me, it felt like Shekinah put her friend up to this. It seemed like, it felt like that way. Like her friend was speaking on behalf of Shekinah. And I think she probably thought about telling Sarper directly, but she knew how she felt, how Sarper is going to react. So she had her friend say to him.
And, the blonde woman?
Yeah. And she kind of said that she's her business manager.
Yeah. Of course, her financial advisor or business manager or whatever is going to have a problem with that.
So, and then Sarper was like, he kind of blew up. He just like, he thought it was the worst insult in the world to, you know, introduce the prenup topic, you know, before they get married.
I was thinking the same thing because there was a lot of it. Honestly, they should have just put all the prenup conversations in one episode. It would have been interesting to see
how
they all reacted to it. But exactly. I agree. It seems like to all these people who are presenting the prenup, it's very important to them. If that's the case, this should not be discussed within 24 hours of getting married in some of these cases. Yeah. Like, it is definitely entrapment because you're not allowing that person enough time. Especially with Aaliyah, I wasn't sure because she had said she shared it with a lawyer. I wasn't sure if she had done that within the last week of us seeing her, or had Sean shared it with her earlier, and when she was still in Brazil, she shared it with a lawyer. But if that's the case and she's had all this time to think about it, that's another story. But it sounded like with Sean and with Shekinah.
Right.
And with Mark, pretty much, that it was only brought up after the people came to the States.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not enough time for someone to think about it, negotiate it, rewrite something.
Exactly. Once they're here, I mean, especially for two people, Mark and Sean, that they have built a life already and they're much older, this topic should have come up when they were in Brazil or when they were dating, in case we get married. Just remember that I have built a life and I want to protect whatever I have achieved so far for my kids from the first marriage, you know, and I'm still going to be providing for you. I'm going to protect you and I'm going to, you know, we share our wealth post marriage. Mm-hmm. But anything prior to that belongs to the people that I've known in my life before I met you.
Right.
So it should have been discussed, you know, way before. But now, at least, you know, Aaliyah showed it to her, you know, Portuguese attorney. And he went over it. But with Mina she didn't even talk to anybody. She just signed it.
I still don't know why she did that.
Right.
I understand she was eager to get Clayton's adoption and all that, but you have no idea what document you were just presented with at all. But anyway, and especially like, I don't know. Maybe she was doing that to show, look, I'm not after your money. I'm not going to analyze this. I'll just sign it. But maybe it just seems like it's not in her interest at all to not even read through it or have someone else look at it.
It felt like she was asking for something that she didn't think in a million years that Mark would agree with. And he said, of course I'll do that. You know, she didn't really expect Mark to say, obviously I'm going to adopt Clayton, you know. So once he said
that. But that doesn't mean swing back in opposite direction. Like,
you know, just show me the papers and I'll sign it.
Do you want to start with Shekinah and Sarper's
let's do that.
Prenup situation?
First, we get the tattoo session.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
With the name. And I don't know if you can get that. What is the difference between the red ink and the black ink? I don't get it. It's like you can't get it rid of the
I think what red. They're what they mean is that because I've undergone some tattoo removal myself.
Right.
Black is the best for removal because it has highest level of contrast. Well, this is what I understand. I might be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure it has to do with the highest level of contrast between your skin and the ink.
Right.
And in terms of removal, the laser can target the black ink under your skin a lot more easily than red.
I see.
And I was told, like, I have a little bit of a blue, this tattoo that went wrong pretty much on my hand. You can barely see it.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a light blue. And they told me, they're like, don't even bother spending money trying to remove that because it's, if anything, it'll take some of the pigment away in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Because the laser, I guess blue is also similar to the color of the veins under, I don't know how it works. I have no idea. But I just know that black ink is ideal for removal and red is very difficult. So.
Right.
That's what they're talking about, probably.
So they decided to get a tattoo, one on, one each on their necks, and the one with for Shekinah was Sarper's name, and so for Sarper was Shekinah's lips. But the tattoo that the guy did for Sarper, the lips are so huge, and they're in red. It's like. They could have done it like a little bit smaller.
It's like really thick. I know.
That big. Nah, we're going to maybe see him, hopefully see him up close. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
How big that tattoo is.
It looked really just like thick. I thought it was going to look more of like a lip print, like where you would see the striations of whatever, but they just like filled it in.
But it's solid red.
Solid red, yeah. It's like, they're like, oh, what's like the tackiest thing we can put on your neck? Yeah.
Huge lips.
Yeah. I get this meant a lot to both of them. I understand.
Right.
It just was like extra shitty that moments later they had like a horrible experience that made even me as a viewer be like, wait a minute. Like, this is not a good idea.
I know.
Major regression on Sarper's part, in my opinion. But
right.
Why don't you tell us, walk us through what happens?
So they did go out that night to meet their friends at a bar. I think it was a bar or restaurant. And all of her friends were there, including Dan. And actually, Dan, you know, offered his hands like he shook hands with Sarper. So that was good to see. And they went and sat down and they asked them about, you know, what are your plans for the wedding? What are we going to do? And then they say, we have a surprise for you. And there was like, oh, what's going on now? And they said, we're going to, instead of a wedding, we're going to have a bedding. It's like, what are you talking about? What the heck is a bedding?
I thought they were going to say, oh, because his family can't come yet. We're going to do something at the courthouse and then we'll have a celebration later. But then they're like some nonsense about a bed. What?
It's like you can do that. All these couples, just the idea you just mentioned, they all can do the same thing. If you're worried about family being there, just go to the courthouse, sign the document, and have a celebration later on, like a year from that date. What difference does it make? You know, it's not like, you know, You're little kids. You want things right away. You don't have to have a huge celebration.
It
doesn't have to be an outdoor venue in February freezing weather in Wyoming. You could wait till summertime. You know, just get married. Once the 90-day hits, go to the courthouse, sign the documents. You're married. Done. Apply for the green card. And then when the summer comes around, with nice weather, have it anywhere you want with whomever you want. And I don't know why more people don't think about that or think of that. Or maybe production says, hey, if you don't have a wedding, we need a closure to all of these relationships, you know. But, you know, the courthouse is not such a dramatic event to be aired on TV. We want wedding dresses. We want guests.
I know.
Like, probably part of the deal. Like, you have to
have that. That's probably an element of it. Right. But also, like, I think for you, definitely for me, like, I'm so particular about things. I wouldn't want to rush it, you know?
Exactly.
I'm laughing because I planned my wedding in, like, 6 months.
All right.
So I'm not a good example. Some people take, like, 2 years, whatever. I actually had a very quick timeline for no other reason other than I was excited and I wanted to get married. But
exactly,
I'm very particular about things, and I would hate to be under, like, a 90-day time constraint where in the middle of all that, we're still figuring out, do we even want to get married? Anyway, so then they're all at dinner, Shekinah and Sarper, and Shekinah.
So they're going to have a bedding instead of a wedding.
The so bedding,
everybody
yeah.
looks confused. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. So they say, oh, we were, you know, lying there, you know, having sex or whatever. Afterwards, they think, how about we just, you know, have a wedding in bed. So basically what that means is they're just going to go to the courthouse and just like we suggested, and do it an official wedding, and that's
which
it.
Which is like, whatever.
There's no ceremony. That's what it is.
Do your own thing.
You know, there's nothing else that happens with a bedding wedding.
Just means we want to be alone.
They just make shit up. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Then they explain to them a little bit, and then they're fine. And then Shekinah's friend brings up, you know, former manager or current manager, business manager. She brings up the prenup, and Sarper totally loses it. It's like, that's the worst insult you can, you know, lay on me. And it's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. And how about, okay. And then he says, fine. How about I write down, if you agree to this, you know, clause on the prenup, then I'll sign it. The clause being that you are 128 pounds right now. If you gain one extra pound,
I don't even think she hit the goal, did she?
I don't know.
I think she's still off because he mentioned he said 128 pound is your goal weight, my goal weight for you, which is disgusting. And every pound you exceed that, you give me $1,000.
Right.
And he mentioned like $5,000.
So,
but Shekinah is, can we just acknowledge Shekinah is tall, and to be tall, and she's already 132, that's very thin.
Right.
So to require a woman, I'm not even going to talk about this. This is gross. But even if we were going to entertain the idea, it's gross and it's like impossible. It's pushing her body to a limit that it shouldn't be.
So, I mean, the technicality of what he's saying is like, so how does the formula work? Is it like $1,000 per day? Is there a limit to that?
Yeah, I was like, what if she loses it? Does she get the money back? Yeah, I had so many questions.
Exactly. Do you have minus and pluses here? And how's this money paid? Or is it like you know, it's like IOUs, or how's this gonna work?
Which
means that Sarper just threw that out because he knows it's insulting.
Yes.
So that's what Shekinah's trying to say back. Also, that Sarper hates the idea of the prenup. So he throws something out that is very insulting to everyone on every level.
And yes, then, he just wanted to get back at everyone because he was like, I'm hurt,
right?
And I want you to be hurt right now. So here's something crazy.
So they went back and forth. And he finally said, you know what? He was just getting so, you know, angry. He just walked up and left. He left the place. Coming up next is going to be Mahmoud Part 2. They're looking for Sarper. We don't know where he is.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Every time someone goes missing, I can't stop laughing. I'm like, it's so mean of me. But in the coming up, she was like, so Sarper is missing. And I started dying of laughter.
Mahmoud, where are you?
What happened? Always in the streets of LA.
I know. Everybody be looking for Mahmoud.
We need to reenact it when you come here.
He's changed since we've seen him.
But anyway, overall, I thought what Sarper did was stupid. It was a regression of his behavior. He's been doing so well. Right. But I understand that it was kind of, from my perspective, and it sounds like you agree, mm-hmm. he was just saying some bullshit to kind of
exactly
piss everyone off.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was saying that, well, you know, I have more money than Shagana does, which, okay, so if that's the case, you definitely should be signing it. I'm sure his apartment in Turkey worth something, but at the same time, it's like, okay, so sign it then. You should be the one, you know, that should be signing this thing, not Shagana. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you should. I don't know what Shagana has beside, you know, the office equipment. I don't know how much the business is worth. So we really don't know much about. I mean, she doesn't own the place. She's renting, I think. So she doesn't have a car. She's renting. And all she has is her business.
Yeah. Again, that's what her friends were saying. It's like all the more reason for you to agree to this. But
right.
Whatever. We'll see.
Next.
We move on to Jessica and Juan. Maybe
actually they showed Stevie and Matty next.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And the this is done. This is the day after the party, the bachelor party, and Matty's talking to Stevie. He says, "I have to go down and say goodbye to Saeed." I don't know if he said goodbye to Saeed. Isn't Saeed staying for the wedding?
I think they were just meeting up to touch base.
I don't know. They didn't talk much about, you know, the venue.
The logistics of it, yeah.
Did they talk about the venue? I know they went at the end of their scene. They went to this mansion-like place because they had rented this. Looked like a bed and breakfast type of place. But it was like an old-fashioned, like, kind of room and... It was like somebody, you know, was at the door, welcomed them in. He said, "This is your bedroom," and this and that. It's like, to me, kind of look creepy, but, you know, 18th century, 19th century type stuff, you know, furnishings and all of that. And as soon as they lie down on, well, it was said the Saeed conversation really didn't go well. It was just a continuation of the same issues. Mm-hmm. And Saeed was just kept harping on, like, you need more time, you need more time, you need more time. Yeah. And just to get this off my chest, it was his idea, it was Maddie's idea to get married sooner because they were raising the cost on the application fee. Am I wrong? Didn't he bring up...
No, that's correct. That's why he said we're going to save like $2,000.
Right. It was his idea to get married sooner rather than later to save money. Right. It wasn't like, let's go, we're so much in love, we want to get married quicker. It was just like, you know, we save so much money. That's what he said when like many seasons, many episodes back.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, let's save money. So the Saeed's objection is like, Matty should say something. It's like, dude, you know, we were going to wait 90 days, but this came up and I thought it was a good idea to save some money. At least tell Saeed something, you know, defend Stevie a little bit.
I know. Well, I don't actually know. I don't know. I don't think he wants to rock the boat but I don't know if Saeed was just saying that to the commentary or if he said that to him, but clearly his friend doesn't have the whole story because
no, he doesn't.
You know, it was his decision, you're right, to move it up a little bit, but I think
Stevie agreed to it, you know. It wasn't like Stevie wasn't saying like no, we should wait the 90 days. She said, "Yeah, whatever you're saying makes sense." we're going to get married anyway, so let's just change the date, get married sooner so we can save some money, which right. is fine. But then all these bisexual stuff keeps coming up and up and up and up. And for God's sake, Stevie, please just look him in the face and say, no, I am not. Instead of saying like you feel uncomfortable or you're tired or, you know, you're dodging. I mean, I know that Stevie has said no once before, but for somebody who's super sensitive about this stuff, just hold his head right eye to eye and just say no. And that will put him at ease. Just be straightforward and that will end the conversation.
I know. Their kind of story of this episode ended with a bit of an emotional moment in the commentary from Matty about like, did I make the right decision?
Right. And they were both in tears. And Matty was in tears and he said, yeah, I might have made a mistake by coming here. And she was tired of all the questioning and she was in tears. It was like, you know, give each other breaks, you know, just like, you know, it's enough that Saeed keeps harping on this whole thing. And Saeed makes a point of like, yeah, I mean, you have to be on the same page with your wife. I've been married for 15 years and my wife and I are on the same. Yeah, it took you 15 years.
I know, it doesn't happen overnight.
These guys just been together like maybe total of 2 months, 3 months, or whatever it is. And you, what are you expecting of them, you know? And you and your wife all this time, okay, of course you're going to be on the same page. And you can't put that on Matty. You know, he's just adjusting to everything from, you know, inside and out, from being here and on a different planet. And then you have to deal with all these relationship issues. Instead of being a friend and easing all these tensions and making him understand a little bit more, he's just adding to the problem. And he's just not making it anything better for Matty at all. And, you know, I was like, just go away, man. Just go back to California. You're not helping at all.
I know. It's times like these, again, like Megan is being annoying too. We might get to them next. But instead of thinking about whatever it is that's deep down in you that's making you panic or whatever, even if it is something to be concerned about, center your friend and deliver that information in a way that is helpful to them.
Right.
Instead of, you know, kind of barking at them or criticizing them. Like, they're already under a ton of stress. Everybody on this show right now is under a lot of stress.
All right, let's assume that she's bisexual, okay? She loves you, okay? So that could be, she could not be bi. Let's say she's not bisexual. And she could still cheat on you. So what difference does it make? Are you objective?
I don't think that's why
I
don't think it's about cheating. I think it's the principle. He wants to be in a hetero relationship. I think he mentioned it once with that a straight woman.
What if she, you know, falls in love with a woman and then I'm not in the picture anymore. I think he's something said to that effect.
Okay.
Like many episodes back.
All right. Yeah.
But I mean, that could happen with anybody. It doesn't. You could cheat with another guy or another woman or another man. It doesn't matter. The point is that she's in love with you and she wants to be with you. That's what she's telling you now. And that's all you have to go with. I mean, people change all the time. Even heterosexuals do that kind of shit all the time. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
If it happens, when it happens, then you can talk about it. But now, she's giving you her word that it's no. And that's all you have to go with. And to me, it's like, what are you basing your question? What is it that bothers you the most? It seems like he thinks like if she falls in love with another woman, or she just has sex with another, that could happen with another man. It doesn't have to be another woman.
Yeah. I mean, so bottom line is with here? These two is that your wedding is tomorrow.
So, yeah.
Like, we got to figure it out. It sounds more than likely they're going to go through with it. I don't see that either of them calling it off. They love each other. Yes, love. And Saeed says, like, is love enough? Sometimes it's enough to keep you pushing to the next round, which is right. Like, okay, now we're going to learn about respecting one another. And then we got that. Now we're going to, you know, whatever. So
I think we should put Matty in touch with Matt.
Matt, why? Because he's jealous?
No, he's in a throuple. He knows
it could be worse, like. Type thing. Yeah, it could be worse for sure.
Speaking of Matt, they're next.
Oh, Matt, yes. Matt and she, they sat with the down with the translator and all that.
So they showed his bare what? Chest with the tattoos again.
Oh, God. Ew.
They're huge.
The freaking baby feet. It's like
on his chest.
It's just so weird.
And so they're like, it looked like they were just going to pack it up and, you know, drive 20 minutes back to San Diego after finding out that it was like, it wasn't Ani, it was Brenda and all the stuff with Ray. And we thought they were really going to go back and that's the end of that. And then they said, let's talk to, you know, Ani talks to them, says, you know, she says, I have a translator. I'm going to bring a translator with me and we're going to talk for the last time. And then she comes there sitting by the pool. Ani shows up with this guy. And she doesn't even introduce the guy. Like, this is so-and-so. Nice to meet you. Hello. Nothing like that. The guy was just standing there. And Ani says, here's the translator. He speaks Spanish and English fluently. And that's it. And then they all sit down. No handshake, no hellos, no introductions. It was so
that's
weird.
All you need to know. Bare minimum. Let's go.
Yeah. It looked like, you know, they just hire somebody, the production that is here. Just, you know, just tell him he's a friend and go with that. Ani goes through this, all the things that we discussed the last time, like someone in her, with her profession, she has to protect herself, people. She cannot say the first thing that, you know, the real stuff about her to anybody she meets. She wasn't even sure, as I said the last episode, like she's didn't know how far she was going to go with these two. So she talks about, you know, she tells them the whole story about her ex and how abusive he was. And it was a nasty divorce, apparently. And then a lot of things that she wanted to do, she couldn't. So she picked, you know, her middle name as her first name. And she did everything with that, you know, middle name so she could put things in, you know, in her name and her account or whatnot. And the both of them, Matt and Ani, oh, that's what you did. Oh, you were, of course, what are the other reasons that could be? You know, she's not going to, at this point in stage of the game, she's not going to lie to you, you know.
I just wish she would have said that. When they were at the table, instead of crying and whining like a baby, that was like so frustrating.
But he was caught off guard, you know, with Ray being there because she didn't know Ray was going to be there, and she had no idea what Ray has told them or is going to tell them. And she was trying to explain that I'm not married or I'm married, and Ray was changing, you know, his words next. You know, left and right, and they were like not sure what the hell was going on. So they needed like clear head next day. Okay, so this is what happened, and this is how I'm trying to protect myself, and the divorce is final. And they say, oh, no, sorry, we misunderstood. And it's like everything's back to normal again. It just took one night.
I know. It's like, oh, sorry we reacted that way.
And they don't even ask for, I mean, if it was me, I would have said, okay, so let me see your papers then. Let me see the divorce papers.
Really?
Because if you don't believe her, if you didn't believe her the night before, this is only 24 hours later. So she could say anything. Yeah.
They didn't match the same energy that they had the night before. And if they were so angry and so ready to call it off, you're right. Yes. Then they should have kind of approached it with like, okay, then show us, because we'd have lost trust for you because this guy is telling us things that are not true and you never told us. So
right.
I get that. Anyway, next.
Okay, Sean and Aaliyah are next. Aaliyah was
here we go again.
To laser a leg that Sean had bought for her. And Sean walks into the room businesslike with papers in hand. It was only like 3 pages all in all. And he says, can you give that a break? I need to talk to you. And here are the papers, the prenup. Please sign. He didn't waste any time. He's like,
it was weird, yeah.
That is like your business partner or something. It's like, you know, no prep for this. No, honey, you know, we're going to do this. And what don't you see? It was like, here are the prenups, sign them, and that's it. You know,
well, that's what makes me think maybe he shared it earlier because she was able to get a lawyer to look at it. So I wonder if it was shared earlier and this was just kind of like a, we've already discussed this, here it is. But it wasn't clear. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it could be, you know, because she did share it with an attorney and she was okay with it, sort of. But she didn't sign them. And then they later on, they go to Sonoma, which apparently is a 10-hour ride. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
It was a long ride from where they are from LA to Sonoma. It was 10 hours. I think they're going to have the wedding in Sonoma, right?
I guess so. I guess that's why they're... that makes me think that we're nearing the end of the season then, because usually it ends with the wedding. So
right, exactly. They went to see
Sean's mom.
I mean, I think they're going to stay with her.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Or looks like it.
And the prenup came up and mom was, you know, surprised that the prenup, she didn't sign the prenup. And she said she hasn't. And she kind of didn't really say, you know, explain to her because she likes his mom. And so she didn't say anything like concrete response as to why. And she, you know, Sean's mom said, then if you don't sign it, no marriage and you have to go to Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't know, you know.
No, they said, yeah. Remember Sean was like, they just end up having a party, no wedding, and
but then that she has, means to, go she has back to go
because
back.
The visa will expire.
So did that mean, does that mean she agreed with not signing it, going back to Brazil?
We don't know yet.
But when is that time gonna come with her signing the papers?
I don't know. Again, they like have like hours to figure this out. It's crazy to me.
Plus the fact that they were filming, this was on 4th of July, they were taping this episode.
Yes.
So this was 2024 when they were taping.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
so
has to be.
We don't know what has happened since, but we'll find out at the tell-all, I guess.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll find out next episode. Anyway, who is remaining? Jessica and Juan.
We have Jessica and Juan. Yep. So
I will say, if we want to quickly mention the Joan segment, it was short, but it was so weird. It was like they went to a strip club in Long Island with the mom.
Yeah. How did I miss that?
Well, because that was it. And it was like,
before Jessica and Juan. Yeah.
It was just like, I don't understand how you don't allow this woman to look at your wedding dress, but you're going to go to a strip club with her. Like, and where is the thought process there?
I know. And also the question is, why are you going to a women's, shouldn't you go to like a club with naked men instead of naked women?
No, so many women prefer to go to, for bachelorette parties, they just go to women's strip clubs.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's fun and, you know, women support women, you know.
I see. I mean, I can only think of Chippendale. I mean, Chippendale was, I don't know if they're still around.
They are. They have a really raunchy show in Vegas. Yeah.
At the same time.
But male strippers are gross. Let's be honest.
Right. I know.
I just thought it was so weird to have Lucille there and like, I don't know.
Yeah, Lucille was having a great time.
Anyway, I thought it was weird to prioritize wedding dress shopping and then be like, yeah, sure, I'll have a weird sexual moment with my mother-in-law and all. It's too much.
Right. But the most important part of it was next episode where it looks like Greg lost his job.
Greg already lost his job.
He probably sabotaged the whole thing.
He was like, I really f***ed up.
I don't really want to work, so I didn't go to work on time. Or
the only thing I can think of is that he already lost his job.
After what, 2 days?
I don't know, but what else would he be that upset about?
I don't know.
Should we wrap with Jessica and Juan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Juan? It was also a short segment. It was really only one scene, I think, where Megan and her husband come over.
Making paper flowers.
Making paper flowers. I thought it was like nice, but then I saw their flowers that they made and I was like, ugh. I was like, never mind.
That's all they can do of his culture. That's about it. Just paper.
Couldn't flowers. You get like a banner, a flag? I don't know. Whatever. They decide to make these tissue paper flowers, like, and
take
the
these paper
idea
flowers
seems
and
nice.
Shut up.
Yeah.
About your culture.
The idea seemed nice, but the execution was horrific. It just looked like bunched up garbage, paper
it didn't
garbage.
It didn't look like much. You know, it's like.
Anyway.
We're not learning Spanish. And take these paper flowers and get out of here.
Yeah,
and no
there's
more cruise
really...
talk. Shut up about it.
That's pretty much the gist of their segment in this episode was just like,
and he said,
I'm not bending.
And he said, fine, I want to go on a cruise, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I get why Jessica is like, I don't want to do this. I get why other people don't have a choice and they have to leave their family to do that.
Right.
But Juan is not in that position. Like he can find a job locally. It's probably not as fun as being on a cruise for him, but I get what she means. She's already been raising their kid on her own, and 8 months is a really long time.
Yeah, she's been raising 3 kids, not just 1 kid, 3 kids.
Yeah, I know. But in terms of like his legal responsibility, you know, is to that his child.
Exactly.
But we'll see. It sounds like he was like, okay.
I know.
He kind of dropped it quickly, which was
done
weird.
With that cruise conversation. That's the end of that. I wish Matthew would be like that. Okay, fine. No more bisexual conversation. That's it.
I know.
Like these two are stuck on one topic.
Anyway, it sounds like next episode is still pre-wedding stuff, but we're getting closer and closer to some of the weddings.
Oh, they're going to drag it on. I mean, they dragged that scene with Matt and Imani, the dinner scene.
The four episode
exactly
scene, yeah.
So they could do anything they want.
You asked last week if there's anyone that I think will not make it to the wedding.
Right.
And.
Well, we said the thruple and Sean and Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah. I still think that's the case. I still think everyone else will go through with it. I mean the thruple is nowhere near getting married. They haven't even, like, they have such a long road ahead of them anyway.
But then, I mean, they also showed Sean walking out of the wedding. He left. That's the way it looked.
I know.
If any of these people, the whole thing, should not be getting married, or Sean and Aaliyah, they should not be getting married.
And the thruple.
And the thruple. I mean, they could do whatever there. This crazy,
crazy
stuff that goes on in there. And
so
they're gonna show. We're gonna get to see Ani's family finally.
Oh my God!
And they're
gonna
say, what, you're whose girlfriend?
Yeah.
Who's the boyfriend? Who's the wife? Who's the husband?
I was really expecting for like a Family Chantal type response, but it looked a little tame. Yeah. So I'm not as excited for that.
No Costco dinner.
Yeah. No kicking the Costco dinner charcuterie board off the table.
Exactly.
That's one of our favorite 90 day moment in 90 day history.
Thank you everyone for listening and hope you join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter. Thank you everybody. See you next
week.
Thanks
everyone. Bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.